Ladies and gentlemen, Tennis of Melbourne, Horsham. This is just super random convo. Who do we have here?
Jasmine Saberna.
And
Stacey Saberna, maiden name Grandy.
All right, first and foremost, who has a better forehand?
I do. Oh, no, you're playing.
No, definitely me. I taught her everything she knows.
Now she does.
Okay. One tip for forehand.
One tip for forehand, footwork, get into position, keep your eye on the ball. Mm-hmm. Side on and just swing.
Her favorite shot is forehand down the line. That's what she's known for.
Okay. Give Jazz one tip for her tennis right now.
Okay.
She's got a few.
I've got a few, but the main one is to play the way that she trains. Play on court in a match the way that she trains. She plays like a superstar, and then she gets on court and she doesn't.
So it's all in the mind. So your mind gets everything. So if Justin Bieber's watching your tennis, what's happening to your tennis?
Oh man. I'll play for him. I'll act like he's watching me every time. You know how it is.
Okay, so name a player who's watching you and you'll play your 100% tennis.
Ooh, yeah, Sakari, Maria Sakari. She's my idol. I love her.
You would actually play the way that you train if she was watching
in a
tournament?
I'll just treat it like she's...
Just pretend she's there then.
Well, let's say if Maria playing doubles with you right now, will you make it to AO?
I hope so. One day, Mum and I will make the doubles.
Yeah, okay. One thing that you like from Maria's game?
I love her aggression. I love the way that she's just like hyping herself up. I love her. Oh my God, I love her arms.
Oh my God, me too. And the way she trains, she's got 3% body fat, I reckon.
No, I reckon less. But yeah. I love the way she's like very up herself. Like, come on, not up herself, but like says come on a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And her hairstyle, come on. It's one of a kind.
I've tried it, but it comes out.
Jasmine wore her hair like that for the whole AO. She goes, I'm going to be Maria.
Describe everyone your hairstyle right now.
Oh, my days. My hairstyle at the moment's not nice. It's just a little low bun. I was in a rush this morning, so I just had to kind of put it up with this hat.
Yep.
I love my high pony, but I don't want to, you know, stuff up my hair. Mm-hmm. What else do I like?
To tennis, to play.
Yeah, it's the great weather, guys.
For those who are listening, we have, another 8 mil coming and Pat Cash Cup 2023. All right, so Stacey, your tennis, did you lure Jazz into tennis or so she sort of just come
Jazz
in?
Actually got into basketball first and I was like really keen for her to go through with basketball. She was a really awesome basketball player. And then she was still doing tennis on the side and it got to a point where like, which one do I choose to play like competitively, like play a lot of? And she just chose tennis. So no, I didn't lure her into it, but she was always interested in it. And she used to actually, like when she was a baby, she used to watch me play. So it was kind of cute.
Okay. All right. Funny to say this, but at what point do you think you're really good? Like you want to continue?
All right. What do you mean? Like
when you're like maybe 15, did you decide to teach?
I was 10 years old. I was 10. No, 8.
7, weren't you?
I was playing basketball until year 7. And then I was like, I'm going to take this seriously. I changed coaches. And that's when I started getting pretty good. And I've left that coach now, but he was really good. I was, great guy. But that's when I decided that I want to start taking tennis a lot more seriously.
Yeah. How much involvement were you for her decision? Do you sort of just, you know?
Yeah, I've got to say, I've supported her the whole way in her tennis.
Do you give her tips about finding the right coach?
I've watched a lot of matches. The coach, the coach has, we had to change because of the personality difference and we got sort of like a younger guy. Mm-hmm. Someone to yourself, really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
And someone that can relate to her and I think that, and she was doing year 12 so it was a perfect, we've only had him for a week, but I think this year the study is not as much so she can really delve into her tennis and become better.
Thanks,
okay,
Mom.
So, what's the word? Young-minded, so now we call it young-minded, what's the word, vibe, culture, language.
Yeah,
that's assessment for you.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me. I feel like my culture is a big, like that's a big step up for me. I have a big personality.
And if you can bring that out onto the court.
Yeah.
And not get nervous because you actually become a different person when you're playing a match.
I'm playing a bit better now.
She is starting to. I think the pressure's sort of like.
Okay, let me put it in one scenario. Do you prefer the coach say more or say less?
Oh, that's a good one.
After
honestly,
250 combos, I know how to ask you questions.
Yeah, you do. For me, 100% say less because I'm very like,
extreme. You don't actually take it on.
But if they say a bit too much, like my coach at the moment, absolutely love him. Daddy Alvey, shout out to you. he doesn't say much. She asked me what I should do. And the thing is, that's the same thing as my English teacher. Like, she didn't say much. She kind of got me to think about it. Mm-hmm. So if someone just blurts stuff to me, like, I speak a lot. We will clash. That's mm-hmm. the thing. So I prefer a coach to say less. That's for me.
Do you think sometimes even just the body language and like the movement tells you everything?
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah, that's a given. 100% mm-hmm. given. Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, do you prefer, when your coach is watching you, say, playing a big match,
yeah.
do you look back and go, okay, cool, am I doing right or wrong? Do you think you overplay or overthink sometimes?
When my coach is watching, honestly, he was our school tennis coach too, and I feel like I play better, but like I want to impress him, so I try to play a bit better, obviously. And then, yeah, it's a bit, it's kind of sucks when I lose.
But he was very cash when he was watching you as well. Yeah, and I think that really helped you. Yeah. Like, really, like, didn't show any body movement or facial expression.
Poker face.
And he was watching other things. He was talking while she was playing. So I think that kind of calmed her as well.
So what's the difference between your coach watching you and Stacey watching you?
Mum shows a lot more body language, but like, you know, when I get a double fault, she just goes the whole like,
oh my God.
But I love it because when I win, Mum's like, yeah. So it's an up and down. It's a bit of a roller coaster. But
I hate losing. I hate losing.
She hates
mm-hmm.
losing.
And Jazz just doesn't get that, so.
So when you guys playing doubles and there we go. All right, Stacey, last match.
Oh, I don't know what she's told you about.
Talk about it. Right, I want to hear your version.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Pennant?
The doubles.
Yeah,
okay. You did well together? Oh, no. We're going to go and check.
We won, didn't we? Yeah, we won the pennant, but what are you saying? Like when the girl drilled you or like, which, remember, when she tried
this
to
go good.
Right through you?
Oh,
and then I started, like, my mother instinct came up and I said, you just chewed my daughter. And it was a like, you know, pennant final at Kooyong, and I'm just like screaming at the opposition saying, how dare you chew my daughter?
Three. One and three.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that was the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll be back 5 minutes. Sorry, Steph. Yeah. So. Ayo.
Yes.
So, a few weeks ago, Jazz was up till 2-3 a.m. Mm. And she loves the tennis.
Yeah.
What's, so you just let her do anything she wants?
No.
Okay,
no,
go.
She's still got very disciplined.
Yep.
And there's still rules and I totally respect that. Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
She's not, you know, an easy mum. You know, she still has firm rules and I totally respect that. I think that's important. But yeah. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind that she was at tennis. Absolutely. That's probably the one place that I'll let her stay up as late. Uh-huh. But there's definitely rules in our household.
Let's change tennis a little bit. How about clubbing? What time does she have to come home?
Oh, no.
This is a topic.
11 p.m. If you say 11.
Let's just say 7 a.m.
7 a.m. starts or 7 a.m.?
I went out with some tennis friends on my birthday.
Yeah.
And we were home by like 3-2 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I love my tennis friends.
Yeah, but then there was another time where we didn't know where she was, and there were then let's just say there were consequences.
Oh,
not mentioning consequences.
What was the excuse? You left your phone. Did
no,
bad,
I don't
bad,
know what the excuse was. I don't know.
She had one. There was no excuse for that behaviour.
There was no excuse. And fair enough. Look, it is what it is.
No, she's just recently turned 18, so she's a bit excited.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
It's really good that she's still doing tennis and like not partying too much. She's only partied like that one time, and she did it all wrong, so I think it's back to the tennis court for her for a while.
I like the tennis court.
All right, so let's do a little twist. So imagine Jess is not here. What's one tip for her driving?
Driving.
Is she a good driver?
Well, put it this way. She actually lost points for going too slow.
Yeah, no, she did not. No.
So that's horribly. And then yesterday when we were driving down here, it was 110. And she's like on 80. And I'm like, Jazz is 30 below.
You drove 80 on 110.
I was, mate. It was trucks so everywhere.
A golf car can drive faster.
No.
So my biggest tip is to go faster, girl. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. No, okay. So coming back to tennis, you had AO. So you made the AO and you're proud of it.
Only in juniors. I think Jazz is more proud of it than I am.
I'm so proud of her. I just look at the trophy cabinet. I'm like, that. She's my inspiration.
Will you ever take up coaching?
I did do coaching while I was at uni, but I always wanted to be a stupid thing that I chose as my career, but I always, like, as a little girl, wanted to be a teacher, and that's what I became.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I probably could have done more with my tennis. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But I wanted to be a teacher and make way less money. So so that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, from your point of view as a parent, what's something that can be improved in today's junior tennis? Because you've been around.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
he's it's obviously done this
I'm
before.
I'm spinning it. I've done only 250.
He's only done 250. Junior tennis, I like Jasmine's attitude of enjoying it. I think a lot of them don't enjoy it. So that's one thing that they need to do, enjoy it. They need to fight hard. They need to, and just learn to play the game a little bit more, like rallying and learning the corners and being risk takers, like trying drop shots, lobs.
Tweeners.
Coming into the net. Why not? Underarm serves. Why not? Go for it. Try the works. That's all part of the tennis, you know, ground strokes now. Tweeners and underarm serves. Now, I think they need to try a bit more because a lot of them just hit up and down, up and down, up and down. They hit beautifully, but they're not really thinking about, like when you think of Ash Barty had the sliced backhand and she came in and she served volleyed. So she did stuff that a lot of the other women didn't do, and that's why she became number one. And she didn't hit the ball as hard as them, but she was crafty. So I think the kids need to learn that, and they need to enjoy it.
What's advice for you, Jazz, between 13 and 16?
For me, I feel like 13 and 16, that's an interesting age. I feel like there's a lot of cheaters 13 and 16.
Hooks.
Oh, that's right, man. I feel like you need to play with integrity because that's how you get respect. I feel like 13 to 16, guys, got to stop the hacking, man. Let's stop the loopy shots. Come on.
Moonballs.
Mate, this isn't midweek ladies, for real. Come on. Nah, like, I just feel like, you know, I just feel like kids, they just need to be more committed to their goals and be like, not get angry, just respect your opponent. Honestly, there's two people out there. You have a 50-50 chance of winning. I just feel like go in the open events, just try everything, give yourself a go, and just, try your best.
Okay. Well, if you listen to this convo in 5 years' time, where will you be, Jazz?
Playing AO. No, I'm hoping to play around, hopefully be a physio, and just living my dream, have an awesome hot boyfriend, and, travel the world with him.
Now I've got a question too. Does he have to be a tennis player?
That's right.
I've dated a tennis player before. That's probably listening. Honestly, he has to be good at sport. Just good at sport and have good morals.
And respect with some sort of sport, yeah?
Respect my parents.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Sorry, for about 5 minutes. Sorry, yeah, are we finished?
No, we're not before one, but we're looking like it's pretty unlikely for the rest of the day.
Okay. Oh, there you go. That's the update. Thank you. I'm just doing a little convo with Jazz and Stacey. Yes.
Yeah, you look familiar too. Yes.
Okay, sorry, we're a little glitch. where was I? Okay, so juniors, what would be some of the, let's say, mental game you want to give to your junior self? Do you think junior these days are very temperamental?
Yes. Before I changed coaches when I was 12, I was an absolute idiot, man. I was throwing my racket. I just feel like they just need to be calm, just cool, calm, collected, and just enjoy the game. Look, it's not at the end of the world. The sun will rise tomorrow. It took me a long time to accept that. Still, I don't accept that now. I've been traumatized by some losses, but honestly, just enjoy the game. You're young, you're out there, you're better than most your people your age. Honestly, you just need to enjoy it and just have a lot of fun. Honestly, that's what it's all about.
Okay. Stacey, anything to add on that?
No, I think she summed it up.
I'll give you another.
Obviously take it very seriously, but and you got to be out there to win. Like some of Jasmine's best friends are her tennis friends. So, you know, that's just saying something about her, the sport of how much of an impact it's had on her life.
All right, here's another one for you, Jazz. Never been asked before. You ready? Uh-oh. I'm going to ask you this one later.
Oh, no.
Is tennis a gift or a curse?
It's a good one. It's a bit of a mix. I think it's 100% a gift. I love this sport. It's helped me so much with my mental health, physical health, and my social health, to be honest, because I've made so many amazing friends, and I know my tennis friends are true friends. I know one of my friends, and shout out to Emma Frecker, she has helped me so much with my pennant team competition, because I was struggling to find a competition, and she helped me this year, and honestly, I feel like it's a gift. The way it's a curse is that it can also tear you apart, man. You're out playing in Horsham, your team loses 10, the Super's 10-7, you've got that ride home, your mum's drilling through you, my dad's drilling through.
I've done it too.
Yeah, and it's just painful. That's where it's a curse. But the way that it's a gift, you're still together as a team. You play it for yourself. It's amazing. I love this sport.
Mm-hmm. Gift or curse?
Definitely a curse.
Definitely. Well, the moment you got selected to go AL, did you still think it's a curse? Or is the first half gift, the second half curse?
I'm just kidding. Or that's definitely a gift.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think Jazz covered it. Yeah, I just had a flashback to the AO, actually, because that was so weird. Because we could just eat all the food that we wanted to in the cafe. That was the best.
Yeah, totally.
Like, everything was just there. And yeah, just to see how much they actually eat, all the players, that was crazy. Steffi Graf was there, Monica Seles. Who else did I see? Pam Shriver I saw.
Oh, wow, Pam, yeah.
Remember Pam? Yeah.
Martina?
So, I didn't see Martina. Yeah, okay. Maybe she didn't come out.
Seles? Did you say Seles?
Seles. So my locker was right near Seles's.
Oh, you had a locker. Ooh.
Go away. You're right next to Seles.
Right near Seles.
Is it before or after the incident?
Oh, it was before.
Oh, before, wow. Yes. That was her pick.
So she was very
good. Wow, okay.
I can't remember who won out of Steffi. I'll look it up because it was in 91. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who won out of Steffi, and it would have been Steffi Monica final. I reckon Steffi got it.
So those are the players you sort of looking up back
yeah,
in the
yeah, yeah, true. And the guys were like Stefan Edberg, Sampras, yeah, all of those.
I'm going to give you a really tough one, ready?
Oh, no.
Who has a better look? Who's better looking? In the 90s players or the players these days?
Oh, I've got to say, definitely now.
Now?
The fashions and yeah, they really go to effort. And you know, because you're a trainer, you'd probably notice that they all train. Like, they all work out. Like, like they've got great arms, biceps, legs. Like, they really, really work out, guys and
Name
girls.
Name one ATP player will get you back playing mixed doubles.
Mark Philippoussis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he was in the juniors the same time as me too.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So he actually made it. The rest of us didn't.
Name one player you want to play mixed doubles right now.
Matteo Berrettini or Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yes, he'd be funny.
Stefano. But
he teaches some bad habits.
Well, Matteo's got a partner, and Tsitsipas love Margot. So yeah, I know.
I'll change that.
Right. Who do you have?
Who do I have as a player?
Another ATP player.
Fritz. He has a girlfriend, though. Yeah, Kyrgios should be fun, but he has a girlfriend, too.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't win. Mixed doubles.
Just for fun.
Doesn't mean you're actually going out with
okay.
them.
Okay, so going back to a few tips, if I can. I'll just really fast serves. Okay, one tip for serving.
Ooh, my serve's good, though.
Yeah, Jess has got a good serve. Yeah, no double faults.
No double faults.
Thanks, Bob.
One tip for serving.
One tip for serving.
Sorry, one more.
Yeah, just with the no double faults. Just like if you are doing double faults, just like actually slow down the first serve. Like go to 80% or 60%
you
even.
Into it,
I didn't think I was going to do this.
You should be a coach. You should be a coach, man.
For real. She coaches her kids sometimes. All right, tips for serve. For me, a big thing, one of my serves is my biggest strength when it's on, but I think you have to mix it up constantly. You know, 15 love, go team. 30 love, go slide or wide. Honestly, you got to change it because the opponent will suss it out and they'll be like, yep, all right, I'm going to stand here. You got to change it up. Do second serve, first serves, you know?
When you say when it's on, how often is that?
It was on yesterday.
Is it on different surface?
No. It's on most of the time. It's pretty on. When it's not on, it's kind of shit. But then you just cut it down to 80%.
That's why you got to think in your mind. I've got to slow it down now.
Okay. One last one. One tip for mental game.
Whoa, this is huge.
Mum, you're very good mentally.
Gosh, just being put on the spot. There's so many things to be thinking about on the tennis court. I suppose just to get that calm back and don't take, when you miss a shot, just try and get yourself back to being at your best and also believe in yourself, believe in your shots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Remember how you play in coaching and know that you can hit the ball and hit them on court.
Something different?
For me, I feel like you just need to keep your focus on the ball and not worry about external things such as mum going crazy. No, I'm kidding. Mum, I'm joking, bro. All right.
She rolled her eyes.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like you should focus on the ball, not focus around people watching you. Just keep your focus right on the ball and keep your calm and collected because I know myself when I'm getting angry. I'm not focused, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on me being an idiot. Mm-hmm. And, so you got to focus on yourself, focus on the ball.
Overrated or underrated? Tweener.
No, I like the tweener. I think it's underrated. I've actually been practicing it. I'm terrible. I've been doing it with my kids.
I think it's good, particularly if you get lobbed, if you're at the net, Why not?
Yeah, it tricks him. It's okay. Also, yeah, I like him. I think it's underrated.
Underarm serve, overrated, underrated.
Well, it works for me. I did it once, but I got a code that match, so yeah. Whoops.
You got a code for underarm serve?
No. For something else. Screw me out if you see K. Anyways, no, I didn't, but it works. I should try it on this stuff, actually. Why not?
Okay. Last but not least, Tennis of Melbourne is about appreciation. So, yes. That's drop names. Anyone. We'll start with you, Stacey. Anyone you want to appreciate?
Oh, gosh. So many people that I've met through the tennis world too. Lois, my very first coach. And... I can't say.
Would you say
Jasmine and my husband for supporting me and Jasmine for showing... carrying on my legacy.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right, I've got a lot. So I'm going to
start... Also, Jazzy's coaches.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start with Mum, my number one inspiration always. I actually made a public speech about her when I was in year six. 100% Mum. Dad as well for always being there. He knows tennis more than Mum now because he's just done all the YouTube looking up. My coaches, Jason Lindemann and Danny Olvey, love you guys. You've done so much for my tennis. Friends, 100% Emma Frecker, done so much for me. Nikita, Lineage, Olivia Moya, love ya. Thanks for paying for dinner in Ballarat. And Sienna Oprey for going clubbing with me. So, yeah, shout out.
7 a.m.
No, this wasn't the 7 a.m. one. This is a different one.
Oh, no, that was
a yeah, so love you guys. Have a great one. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, beautiful. Thank you very much. We'll definitely do a 2.0 somewhere down the track.
Awesome. Thank you so
much. Nice and easy. There you go.